Good, okay. Good evening and welcome to the Homedale Township Public Schools Board of Education meeting for March 31st, 2021. Statement is hereby made that adequate notice of this meeting was given by posting written notice prominently on the bulletin board in the office of the Board of Education, the district's website, and sent to the four district schools, the mailing and or hand delivery of said notice to designated newspapers, the Asbury Park Press, Independent, PLG, PSG, PSA, PTSL, SAB President, and student representatives to the board, and filing with the clerk of Homedale Township Police Headquarters and Public Library. Meetings of the board are open to the public and all members of the community should feel free to participate. There will be two opportunities for the public to speak. The first is at the beginning of the meeting for agenda items only, and the second is at the end for other items. Any individual desiring to speak shall give his or her name, address, and the group, if any, that is represented. The presentation shall be as brief as possible, but no more than 3 minutes per individual. There are certain matters that may be brought before the board that cannot be immediately addressed in public. Such matters may be referred by the president to a board committee and or the superintendent for consideration and or resolution. The board vests in its president or other presiding officer authority to terminate the remarks of any individual if she deems it in the best interest of those present to do so. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Flynn.
Here.
Mr. Sagal.
Yes.
Mr. Reddy is absent. Mrs. Bremonte.
Here.
Mr. Wall.
Here.
Mr. Foster.
Here.
Mr. Hammer.
Here.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Here.
Mrs. Ann.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Can you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tonight, we start with the Young Playwrights Competition, the Theater Project Award. Who's doing that presentation? Is Mike Sackel doing that presentation?
No.
I'm only kidding.
All right. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Jim DeVivo. I'm the theater teacher at the high school and also at SATS. And it's a pleasure to be here tonight to tell you about two of our very creative and introspective students who were a part of the playwriting class that I taught for the first time this year in the fall semester. We had 14 students, freshmen all the way up through seniors, who were working with me to create an original play. And their challenge was to submit that work to a number of young playwrights contests and festivals across the United States. And two of those playwrights have been recognized for that work, and that's why I've been invited here to introduce them tonight. We'll start with Tierney Maurer, sophomore. Tierney, go ahead and just say hi and wave so everyone can see you.
Hello. Hello.
Tierney's play was titled Heroes Villain. It was an epic story that took place in a faraway kingdom with characters who were known to the audience not by a name, but by a label. The main character was Villain, who was called upon to rise up against Hero, who was ruling the kingdom. And Villain's task was to bring a relief to the kingdom from Hero's tyrannical rule. And by the end of the play, he is labeled anti-hero. And they were able to instill a new form of government to vote, I believe, sorceress in to be the new ruler of the kingdom. Tierney's work was very well plotted. She was very methodical in her work and wove into the tale a very smart and subtle sense of humor that was a lot of fun to see and even more fun to hear when we read the play with the class. Our other playwright is Chrissy Gabor, a senior. Chrissy, you go ahead and say hi. Chrissy wrote the play Chasing Happiness. Chasing Happiness is the story of a high school student named Autumn who is struggling to balance her longing for an approaching future and her burgeoning identity and independence, along with the desire to hold on to the familiar world which she has lived in for so long. Chrissy worked really hard to write a script that brought forward a very serious a depth of emotion, but also that wouldn't delve into the world as we often refer to it being way too cheesy. We often would take our moments of working together independently and weighing just how cheesy or not cheesy one of those moments would be. And she did a great job taking some of the cheese out of it and keeping the humor and the emotion together. So both Tierney and Chrissy, along with a few other students from our class, submitted their work to the 19th Annual Young Playwrights Competition, which is run by the Theater Project in Cranford. 11 students in all were recognized for their work. There were four winners across first, second, and third place, and then seven honorable mention students, which included Chrissy and Tierney. And as students who were recognizing this work, they had the chance to meet with a playwright from Theater Project to talk through their work, to explore some of the stories. I believe you got some feedback from the playwrights as well, and talked about the world of theater as well, prior to being recognized at the Theater Project Festival just a few days ago on March 22nd. So it's a real pleasure for me, first of all, to be even doing this kind of work with students at the high school, but also to be there as a guide for their words to come forward and to have Tierney and Chrissy recognized, not only through the Theater Project, but here tonight, is a really great joy for me. And I don't know if Chrissy or Tierney, you want to say anything? If you, just a quick second. Excuse me.
Definitely like to thank you, Dr. DeVivo, for teaching me everything I need to know. This is the first play that I've ever written, and I didn't think I would be able to do it, honestly, at the start, but you really helped me a lot through the process, so thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say, thanks for really opening up this door to the competition in the first place, and thanks for really guiding the process and helping everyone out. Everyone just wrote such great plays, and it was really cool to be able to hear how all of them, were executed in the end.
Great. Well, thank you. I didn't expect you to talk about me. Thank you for that. And thank you for your words. Really, it's it is an honor for me to be able to guide students like you. And thank you as well for approving this class, for letting us run with this, and for supporting our young artists and their voices as well. So thank you so much for letting us be here tonight.
Thank you, Dr. DeVivo. And congratulations, Tina and Chrissy. And thank you for coming tonight and allowing us to hear more about your work. We're looking forward to seeing where it all goes. And I think our resident playwright on the board would probably like to say something. Am I right, Mike Sokol?
Thank you, Vicki. Among the many things that I seem to do on the side, one of them is over the last 6 years or so, I've written 25 plays. And I have been one of the resident playwrights over at the Theater Project. And while I did participate in the judging, naturally, I made sure I wasn't judging any of the Homedale plays, but I did get a chance to read them. And I felt that they were excellent and they show great promise. And I think what's most important is in an era where many people will lean towards making movies or videos, the idea that you can get some folks to do kind of something that's a bit old-fashioned, which is to put together a play with a plot, with characters that are in front of an audience, with action, that's wonderful. I do know, for instance, with Tierney's play, there was a tremendous amount of action as she was moving all these characters through the forest and getting to the castle, and I kept scratching my head a little bit as to how that set was going to work, but I kind of figured it out. And Chrissy's play made an effort to reflect what it feels like to be a high achieving student who doesn't understand some of the disciplines that her parents impose, and I think many people in Homedale, many students, that is, probably feel that. So I would say congratulations. I thought your plays were well written. You have bright futures, and I hope that you'll continue writing plays.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you so much. Great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. Next, we have the Administrator of the Year Award. Dr. Seitz, is that you? Okay, who would like to do it?
Dr. Chardy, would you like to do this or you want me to?
I can handle it.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hi, Dr. Charney.
Hi. So every year
Dr. Charney do something fun.
Yeah, thank you. This is one of the more fun things that I've done to date. But all kidding aside, every year the New Jersey Association of Gifted Children recognizes an Administrator of the Year Award. And it gives me great pleasure to announce that Denise Werbel was the recipient of the 2021 Award Administrator of the Year. Denise has over 30 years of experience in education as a teacher and administrator. She earned a BA in education and MA in curriculum instruction at Georgian Court University. Currently, she serves as our supervisor of supplemental programs for Homedale Schools. She's I've known her as a passionate educational leader who advocates for the growth and learning of students. She's led many workshops in all aspects of curriculum instruction, notably G&T and data-driven instruction. I have worked with her and admire her stewardship of our G&T program, and through her shepherding of that program, I'm pleased to announce that we will double our staff for Gifted and Talented for next year. And we will implement a whole class or whole school enrichment program, which will be designed to service many more students, not necessarily just the gifted, but the ones that we can inspire and motivate and create multiple interests for. Also, as a noteworthy, Denise has been a leader in our grant writing for the district. We've been successful in getting grants that help us reach students that have fallen behind, particularly in the pandemic. We are applying for a larger ESSER grant and worked on it today. Congratulations, many kudos to Denise Werbel, our supervisor of supplemental instruction. And again, great job and proud to work with you. Denise, did you want to say anything?
I just want to say thank you, Dr. Charney, Mrs. Flynn, and the members of the Board of Education for this recognition. It's an honor to be recognized by you tonight and by the New Jersey Association for Gifted Children as the Administrator of the Year. I thank you for your continued opportunity to serve the students of Homedale, including those students who require support through our gifted services. And I affirm to you my dedication and my passion for this work. And again, I thank you for this recognition tonight.
Thank you, Ms. Werbel, and thank you, Dr. Charney. I can't wait till we all can be in the same room where we could express our gratitude for all the work that you're both doing as it relates to what our kids really need. I mean, you're both being leaders right now during this pandemic and the aftermath of it. I speak on behalf of the board. We're very grateful and appreciative of all the work you're doing to make sure that Homedale continues to stand out even under these most challenging circumstances. So thank you.
Thank you.
I did. Okay, report of the student representatives to the board. We're here, right?
Yes,
we are. Who would go first, Jide?
Jide. I hope everyone is well.
Hello.
Not much news, but we do have some things. On Monday, March 29th, the senior class had a class meeting on Google Meet. There were over 130 members of the class of 2021 in attendance, and we used this opportunity to discuss COVID safety, prom, and other senior activities like our class t-shirt and time capsule. And also, with March coming to an end, seniors are receiving their college decisions. We are very excited to be hearing back from schools and can't wait to make our final decisions. And I hope everyone has a relaxing and safe spring break.
Thank you, Jide.
You're welcome.
Hello, I hope everyone is doing well. The junior class SAT and the grade 10 PSAT was moved to April 27th, and we wish everyone taking those exams good luck. AP testing is around the corner, so any students taking any APs should make sure they know when they'll be taking their tests, and if they have any questions, make sure to reach out to guidance. And I hope everyone has a great spring break and stay safe.
Thank you, Arun, and hope you both have a wonderful spring break. So be well, okay? All right, who's next? Dr. Seitz, you're next.
Thank you. This evening, I want to talk about us moving forward. Over the past 6-7 months, we've been talking about how we're dealing with COVID-19, how we're working to open the schools and restore in-person instruction, so forth and so on. And that's still important. And we are, of course, monitoring COVID cases and quarantining that is taking place throughout our four schools. However, tonight, I just want to mention about some of the things we're doing to move forward. As Dr. Charney just mentioned, we are increasing our GET staff for next year. This will enable us to serve more students and in a more effective way. And he also mentioned this concept of a whole school enrichment program. This is something Dr. Turner and I started working on a number of years ago in another district. And what we found was it's a very exciting opportunity for almost all students to experience an enrichment program as opposed to the more traditional general education program. So we're quite excited about that. And we certainly have to thank Denise Rubel for her help in pulling that together. We also have a what's called a step-up program. We're expanding that. And that program is designed to help our students catch up for what they lost last spring and again this year due to COVID-19. That is being developed. It will be running in the school year this year and also over the summer. And depending on what federal funding may be available, we may extend that beyond what we currently propose. The other thing you were doing, which I think is really quite exciting, is the selection and implementation of a reading program at Village School. As I think all of us know on the board, those scores are not where they should be. Dr. Charney and his supervisors, working with the teachers at Village, have identified some issues and have put a plan in place to improve the reading scores and the achievement of our students. They have selected a new reading program, and we also understand that anytime you do something new, you must train your staff. So included in our program for next year is a significant professional development program for the teachers at Village School. We feel that with the implementation of the new reading program, the training, and the repurposing of some of our current staff members to help us in the teaching and reading, that we'll be able to adjust that gap that exists. And we fully expect that we'll see dramatic results in anywhere from 12 to 18 months. So despite the problems we're facing this year with this ongoing pandemic, I think it's very important for the community and the board to know that Dr. Charney and his supervisors and our teachers and our building administrators are working to make sure that our students get caught up, get an enrichment program, and also address our need to improve our reading scores. And that concludes my report this evening.
Thank you so much. Any questions for the superintendent?
Yeah.
So, that was so weird, Joe. I just heard you from over there. So weird.
maybe I'll talk this way. On the catch-up program, is that two questions. One is, can you customize that per student so you can identify those students and let the parents know that the students need some help in this area? Or is that something that's done across all students? And then secondly, is that going to be done in school, or is it a program that's done outside of school or in like study hall time frame? Or I just trying to understand the time frame where that would be done.
Well, it's an elementary program, so they don't really have study halls, so it would be done before, during, and after the school day. We've identified the students who we believe will most benefit from this program, and those parents will be notified and encouraged to enroll their students into the program. And again, I think it's important to keep in mind, and I'll repeat it, that with the federal assistance money flowing into the state at some point, and I think Dr. Charney just mentioned that they were working on the grant for that money today, that we may be able to expand this program once we know what the parameters are of the grant money and identify the needs of our students. So this is the first phase. We think when you combine this and the reading program, we're going to have a tremendous impact on increasing student achievement. But hopefully, with grant monies from the federal government, we'll be able to do even more.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions?
Just a brief question. I realize it's March, but September will be here before we know it. The governor last week came out with a no virtual option concept for September. I was immediately concerned about it. But it looks like he backed off of that a bit yesterday. The reason I'm bringing it up now is because in September, there will be children who, for example, they get better, but maybe have a broken leg or have some type of infusion therapy. It could be a pediatric oncology. It could be any number of different things where the children would be disenfranchised if we had to follow some dictate by the governor that you are having to make other arrangements. So I just wanted to start having that conversation. I don't expect it to go far here, but I wanted to get initial input to make sure we still have, within a certain criteria, a virtual option, not strictly an option to go virtual, because obviously, you know, I think folks know our commitment to be for everyone to be back in school. But for example, it's a broken leg, or it's a pediatric oncology treatment protocol, or for example, the notion that there's absolutely no quarantining is pretty myopic to think that that's not going to happen at all. And it's going to be impossible to have a tutor, I think, go to your house when you're quarantining for COVID, even if we only have a certain number of cases. So can you speak to how we're going to continue or start thinking about a criteria where we're not disenfranchising kids and having some blanket ban on a virtual option within a certain criteria? I'd like to kick off that conversation a little bit. It doesn't have to be today, but I want to make sure that this is an issue because September is coming around the corner.
Certainly, and you are correct. And that, I think, is the problem with press conferences. They use sound bites, they get interpreted, and sometimes things are lost. We've always been in a position to accommodate students. It's through the 504 section. When that occurs, we identify the need for accommodation. And it can be, as you said, someone has to be on a bedside instruction or a similar situation, maybe school phobic. So under the 504 section, we will be able to make accommodations for students. My thought as to what the governor was saying is that he does not want a broad, full virtual program for general education students. That's how I'm reading it right now. But I can assure you that we have in the past, and we will in the future, make appropriate accommodations under federal law, which we've done and will continue to do, and that will take care of all the concerns you listed. So I don't think it'll be a problem in September, but until we get a little more clarification from the New Jersey Department of Education, this is where we stand at this point.
And just in conclusion, the goal is to not, let's not roll back all the technological advancements, right, and the comfort levels that folks already have into a prior status quo. I think that's where I'm driving at. And there may be some technical improvements or additional technology, cameras, and other types of things that would be helpful as well from a capital standpoint. Thank you very much. Thank you, Board President.
You're welcome.
If I could, you.
No, 1 second, Dr. Seif.
I was going to say, you're absolutely correct. And again, I think the comment you made earlier about home instruction, it will become more and more difficult, and it has been difficult to find instructors to go to a child's home. With the technology we now have and the teachers' new skills on using that technology in a hybrid fashion, I think that will address some of those concerns, and it actually might make it easier for us to get teachers to provide bedside instruction, but do it through technology, do it remotely. So we're thinking in the same way and going in the same direction.
Thank you, Dr. Seitz. Mike Sackle, did you have a question?
Yeah, Lee, we already have a policy in place for guiding education for students who have illness or other reasons not to be able to go to school and that need to be taught at home. It may be that what we need to do is go into that policy and make some adjustments to allow for remote learning.
Agreed, and we'll take a look at that. Hopefully the policy is broad enough, but if we have to make changes, we certainly will bring them to the board for approval.
Thank you so much. Is there a HIB report tonight?
No.
Thank you so much. Okay, committee reports. Ms. Bream, no, you're not first. Okay, Elizabeth, you're first.
This is for the committee, Curriculum Instruction Special Services Committee, met on Wednesday, March 24th at 9 a.m. remotely. Board agenda resolution. The committee discussed items recommended by the interim superintendent for approval, including but not limited to new and amended policies and regulations, out of district travel, new AP courses, including AP seminar and AP research, pilot math programs for grades 4 through 6, which excludes honors 6 grade math. New ELA program, No Red Ink, for grades 9 through 12, which will be funded by the CARES Act. Summer curriculum writing, ESY, extended school year, for 2021, which will include Jumpstart Fridays. Summer step-up programs for grades 1 through 9, which will be funded by grant funds. Approval of donations, including a donation from ExxonMobil for the high school and the Dowd family donation of an automated external defibrillator for the Homedale boys lacrosse team. Home instruction, student placements, and child study team members to conduct summer evaluations and attend meetings. Curriculum showcase. Dr. Charney reviewed the high school curriculum showcase along with the parent feedback that was presented on March 10th. The next showcase presentation for parents and students will be about the Gifted and Talented program and the intervention support and special services, which will take place on April 14th. Capstone research and seminar courses. Two new capstone AP classes will be introduced next year. The AP seminar, which is designed for 10th and 11th graders, starts with a topic of interest and explores the process and procedures needed for investigating research approaches to problems that go beyond tests and scores. The AP research class, the second course in the AP capstone experience, allows students to deeply explore an academic topic, problem, or issue or idea of interest using proper research methodologies. Dr. Charney thinks these two classes are a good fit with the current HARS offerings and enable students to complete 2 to 3 years of research credit. An example is the Wakesman Student Scholars Program, which services over 35 students, a number of whom who have been involved in 2 to 3 years of microbial genetics research. Replacement of honors with AP classes. The administration advised the board that in the upcoming school year, Honors 11 English will be replaced with AP Language and Composition, and Honors 12 English will be replaced with AP Literature and Composition. This will be upgraded in the program of studies. I should say the electronic version, pilot programs for 2021. In the elementary schools, the district will be implementing one new pilot program and one program in reading and math. And one new program and one pilot program in reading and math, excuse me. For fourth through sixth grade, Ready Math will be piloted in two classes per grade for a full year of study. Questions were raised by the committee as to why this math pilot was not going to be given to all classes. Board members also raised concerns about monitoring the success of the pilot program during the school year to avoid any learning gaps or inconsistencies with delivery of curriculum. The Fontes and Pinella reading program will be implemented in all classes, grades K through 3. This program focuses on all the elements of good reading, pedagogical approaches, and classroom setup. It offers teachers choices in presenting good reading practices and is backed by libraries of over 200 leveled books. For 9th through 12th grade ELA, the district will be implementing No Red Ink, which will be funded by CARES Act. This program, which will be enmeshed into the high school curriculum, is designed to help students with improving composition. World Business Leaders. The administration is moving ahead with the WBL internship program and is currently interviewing candidates to head the program. In this program, students take courses at the high school or in affiliated institutions such as Brookdale or Rutgers in the morning. In the afternoon, students would be interning at local businesses. Summer curriculum writing. Summer curriculum writing will be addressing 2020 standards. Staff will be allotted 20 hours for new classes, up to 10 hours to revise existing courses. Supervisors have been asked to prioritize curriculum rewriting for courses. Remediating learning loss. The board was advised that currently 8 to 11% of students, approximately 108 students in Village, are not at grade level. The staff has already set goals for 79 of these students and their progress is being monitored. In addition, a letter has been sent to parents encouraging their children to attend a zero period, which starts next week. Zero period is a time before school for students to come in to receive individualized remediation. Tier 1 students will be receiving teacher-initiated in-class help. Tier 2 to 3 students will be pulled out to work with specialists. In Indian Hill, approximately 20% of the students are not at grade level. Currently, the teachers are spending 2 hours a week to learn how to set goals for these students. The administration seeks to focus on the lowest scoring students first, with teacher instrumenting tier one approaches and reading specialists assigned in addressing these students' weaknesses within the next few weeks. The second lowest level scoring students will be addressed in similar ways. Remediation will involve 7 supplemental teachers either before or after school. The committee members expressed a desire for remediation at Indian Hill to commence as quickly as possible. This will be funded by CARES grants, which addresses learning loss in the Gen Ed population. In addition, the administration is applying for an ESSER grant, which will use towards instituting an academic academy, which will take place either in the mornings or after school or on Saturday. In addition, a summer academy will focus on transitional grades 3 to 4, 6 to 7, and 8 to 9. So children will be prepared for the next school. The administration predicts that it will take approximately 12 to 18 months to have children up to grade levels. Wellness and SEL. Wellness rooms and SATs in the high school are in the process of being completed and the furniture should arrive within the next month. On April 15th, Nikki Francis, a behavioral specialist, will be making a presentation to students and parents on how to adjust during times of stress. Special services. Merrill Gill presented plans for extended school year for summer 2021. The program will run from 9 to 1 for 4 weeks. Special services will also be implementing a Jumpstart Friday, which will be a summer step-up program for children with IEPs. The Special Services Department is exploring other ways to offer extra services for children with IEPs in order for them to be prepared for school in September. It was noted that ESY and step-up programs will be in person. Homedale and other neighboring districts are partnering with Brookdale to offer a seminar to provide tools and resources for parents with children with intellectual disabilities to create their own businesses in which these students have an opportunity to work. NJSLA waiver. The New Jersey Department of Ed is applying for a federal waiver from NJSLA if a district monitors their own student growth. That's a little confusing. As of now, the NJ the Department of Ed plans administering the test, but that may be subject to change. Districts are now in the process of sending evidence of data tracking to the New Jersey Department of Ed to support the waiver request. AP administration. A letter was sent to students that the AP test will be administered in person with paper and pencil. This is beneficial because students can go back and revise their work. 290 students will be taking 829 tests. Student HARS awards. Dr. Charney highlighted students in the honors advanced research classes working under the mentorship of Dr. Blaha, Mr. Mester, and Ms. Lepore, who had excellent showings at the 46th annual Jersey Shore Science Fair. 17 of the 42 projects from the high school won awards, and 9 will advance to the Delaware Valley Science Fair via virtual adjudication. From this regional competition, students may choose to advance to the prestigious Regeneron ISEF 2021 International Competition. Guidance and Naviance. In order to have more accurate Naviance college acceptance and attendance records, Dr. Charney has recommended that it be mandatory for students to update their Naviance records in order for them to participate in graduation practice. Academic integrity. Dr. Charney updated the Committee on Academic Cheating. Questions were raised as to how securely has helped mitigate cheating in the high school. And next meeting date is April 21st at 9 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Any questions? Okay, seeing none. Terrence, do you have a report tonight?
No report this evening.
Thank you so much. Joe, do you have a report? Go ahead.
The Community Relations Committee met on March 26 at 12 p.m. We discussed district social media review, the updating of the website the district has started to work on. A major effort is going to be taking place over the summer timeframe, but they are making updates to the website today. We also discussed the baseline for the social media. This is going to be established this summer. Currently, administrators have been directed to increase their use of social media and update the school websites, etc. The other areas that we discussed were professional development for all administrators, which is going to be held in April with Tim White to define a plan to move forward and learn how to use Facebook, Twitter, and possibly Instagram as well. Our logo is in the process of being replaced. There are some documents that we can't remove the logo on, but they're in the process of doing that district-wide. And then digital signs are being monitored for timely posting of information. We also discussed the school calendar, the proposed 21-22 district calendar, which you see in the agenda tonight. The calendar got 85% support recommending, of the community supporting this recommendation. It's in the current schedule. Mike Sockle suggested, though, that we also remind the community about the impact of absenteeism on the children's education and the resulting lower school rankings. So we just need to be cautious in terms of some of those dates that we attend, that we have our kids and have them attend school. Otherwise, it impacts our rankings as well as their education. High school announcements, we emphasized that we recommended again that they use the SATS model in terms of having the principals change their email format so that they can actually have all the information listed in the email versus having parents to click through the email to 3 times to get the information that they need. And also posting it the evening before such that they can get the information in a timely manner. Dr. Seitz said he would remind the leaders on this. And then on the logo as well, the high school students have been asked to submit new logo designs. The students are going to be submitting them in the next few weeks, and the arts department has been engaged. Our next meeting is the Friday before the next board meeting. That's it.
Thank you, Joe. Any questions? Okay, thank you. Brian, do you have an update? No? All right. I think that's it, right? Excellent. Thank you.
Well, actually, Pete asked me to
do the buildings
and grounds. I don't know. There's nothing in budget that I can, you don't have to hear me all over again. No?
No.
Do you want me to do this?
Sure.
Sorry.
Don't
I feel like
sorry.
You've heard enough of me already.
No.
Okay.
Happy to have
The Buildings and Grounds and Safety Committee met on March 25th at 5 o'clock. For the Homedale referendum, the interior and exterior site renovations for all four schools, several exterior punch list items that remain will be addressed as the weather conditions permit, as the weather condition permits. For Satsuma High School, CCTV and PA, the installation of the cameras at the complex and the elementary schools are complete. Presently, the cameras are in the process of being named according to the various spaces they occupy and are being positioned for the optimum viewing angle. Training in the new camera and PA systems have been completed. The retro commissioning report, maintenance planning. The retro commissioning report evaluated all district HVAC equipment and provided recommended maintenance actions as needed. It was an ongoing process, an exchange of information with district maintenance staff, allowing them to proactively correct, repair, and maintain proper indoor air quality throughout the district. As part of the regular maintenance plan, the district continues to evaluate obsolete or inefficient equipment such as boilers and hot water heaters for repairs and replacements as necessary. The HVAC equipment have replaceable parts such as motors, belts, circuits, boards, and switches that the district stocks and have trained staff that can maintain, repair, or replace as necessary. In addition, the district maintains portable AC units and portable ventilation units with HEPA filters, carbon filters, and internal UVC filters that can be brought into classrooms, offices, or other occupied spaces for temporary utilization if one or more of the stationary HVAC systems are down for repairs. Transportation update. The transportation for the year is going well. The bus contractors continue to be accommodating and flexible as the district start and end times change and students move from virtual to in-person at different times throughout the year. There have been no interruption in service and the contractors have expressed appreciation for the efficiency and constant communication from the transportation department throughout the year. 2021 sports schedule. The athletic department is currently engaged in the first ever season three, and will soon enter first ever season four. The season two and 2A teams ended during the month of March, with each team having a successful season. The established safety protocols allowed for parents and guardians to attend the games and matches in the light of the unexpected executive order. The live stream has had over 26,000 viewing hours during the last 2 months, allowing those who are unable to see our student athletes play live a chance to join in the action. The athletics and buildings and grounds department continues to meet to ensure that the changes in sports seasons are met with adherence to the guidelines established by the governor's office and the NJSIAA. The next meeting will be on April 22nd at 5 o'clock.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth, for taking double duty tonight. And I hope Pete and his family are doing well. Unfortunately, they had a death in their family, so Pete had to miss tonight. All right. Questions or comments from the public on action items only? Are there any questions or comments? None? Okay. All right. Okay, everyone. Since there's no questions or comments from the public on the action items only, I'll take a motion from items number 1 through 12. 15 through 18 and 24 to 51.
Move.
Second.
Discussion. Okay, seeing none, cover roll call, please. Yes.
I'll come back to Mr. Sokol. Mrs. Bremonti.
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Hammer?
Yes.
Mrs. Urbanski?
Yes.
Mrs. Zane?
Yes.
Mr. Sokol? Okay, motion passes.
Thank you. Item number 13. Mr. Wolf, would you mind reading that donation from Homedale Exxon?
Certainly, Board President. Approval of monetary donation from Homedale ExxonMobil. Be resolved that the Board accept with gratitude a monetary donation from Homedale ExxonMobil in the amount of $500 on behalf of the ExxonMobil Educational Alliance. This gift is to be used for the maintenance and support of the math and or science program at Homedale High School.
Thank you. Can I have a motion?
Move.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, can roll call, please?
Ms. Flynn?
Yes, thank you so much.
Mr. Sokol? Mrs. Bramante?
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Wall?
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Foster?
Yes, thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you.
Mrs. Urbanski?
Yes, thank you very much.
Mrs. Zane?
Yes, thank you.
Motion passes. Thank you.
Item number 14.
I will, Michael, throw my vote on there as well. I apologize for having to step away.
Is everything okay, Mike?
I'm just sick tonight, so.
I was just about to call you. Okay. Back. Okay, item number 14. Mr. Bansky, could you please read that?
Approval of non-monetary donation from the Dowd family. The board accepts with gratitude a non-monetary donation from the Dowd family of an automated external defibrillator to the Homedale Boys Lacrosse Team, value not to exceed $1,487.42.
Thank you. Can I have a motion?
Move.
Second.
Discussion? Do you have a discussion? No? You good?
No. I just... Appreciate the donation.
Thank you.
I just wanted to thank the Dowd family for such a thoughtful and heartfelt gift for the community and for all the children who play sports in the high school. It really is meaningful and thoughtful. Thank you.
I agree. Echo those comments. Roll call, please. Yes, thank you so much.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Wall?
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Foster?
Yes, thank you very much.
Mr. Hammer?
Yes, thank you.
Mrs. Urbanski?
Yes, thank you so much.
Mrs. Zane?
Yes, thank you.
Motion passes. Thank you.
Ms. Bramante, could you read item number 19?
Sure. Acceptance of retirement special education teacher, Indian Hill School. Whereas Ms. Janice Esposito has served the Homedale Township Public Schools with distinction since September 1st, 2005. And whereas Ms. Esposito has faithfully executed her duties with skill and competency. And whereas Ms. Esposito has earned the respect of her colleagues and community residents. And whereas Ms. Esposito has submitted a letter announcing her retirement from the Homedale Township School District effective July 1, 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Homedale Township Board of Education accepts Ms. Esposito's retirement with deep gratitude for Ms. Esposito's dedication, loyalty, and outstanding services performed, and further extend to Ms. Esposito its best wishes for a happy and healthy retirement.
Thank you. Can I have a motion?
Move.
Discussion?
I'd like to say something. I just wanted to thank Mrs. Esposito for all her years of service and just for being such an exceptional special ed teacher and really understanding the whole child. I'm going to get a little weepy. But for, you know, supporting where there's weakness, but celebrating the strengths to build confidence. She's an exceptional person, and I thank her. And enjoy your retirement.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for sharing that. I know so many of our teachers hold a special place in our hearts, and I too agree, like at Indian Hill, all those teachers, when you see them retire, it's very sad, especially now since, you know, we're not having like a retirement party or anything for them. So hopefully we'll get past this pandemic and we could properly celebrate our teachers from last year and this year who have served our district so well and for so long and so selflessly. I hope we could celebrate them soon. Can I have a motion? Do I have a motion? So I need a roll call, right? Okay. Roll call, please.
Ms. Flynn.
Yes, best wishes.
Mr. Sokol.
Yes.
Mrs. Benamonte.
Yes, enjoy retirement.
Mr. Wall.
Yes, congratulations.
Mr. Foster.
Yes, enjoy your retirement.
Yes, congratulations.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Yes, congratulations.
Mrs. Zane.
Yes, congratulations.
Motion passes. Congratulations.
Thank you. Item number 20, acceptance of retirement, Ms. Deneen Burke. Whereas Ms. Deneen Burke has served the Homedale Township Public Schools with distinction since November 1st, 1995, and whereas Ms. Burke has faithfully executed her duties with skill and competency, and whereas Ms. Burke has earned the respect of her colleagues and community residents, and whereas Ms. Burke has submitted a letter announcing her retirement from the Homedale Township School District, effective July 1st, 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Homedale Township Board of Education accepts Ms. Burke's retirement with deep gratitude for her dedication, loyalty, and outstanding services performed, and further extend to Ms. Burke its best wishes for a happy and healthy retirement. May I have a motion?
Move.
Second.
Discussion?
I'd like to just thank Mrs. Burke for her years of service and for just, you know, she's an old time Homedalian like many of us on the boards for, you know, being part of the community and being part of what makes Homedale special. And we really appreciate it. Thank you, Mrs. Burke.
I agree with you, Elizabeth. And she's always, again, looking out for all those children and really does go the extra mile with them during the school year. And I'm sure a difficult age too. Usually in sixth grade. Okay. Have a roll call, please.
Ms. Flynn.
Yes, best wishes, Ms. Burke.
Mr. Sokol.
Yes.
Mrs. Benamonte.
Yes, enjoy retirement.
Mr. Wall.
Congratulations, Ms. Burke. Yes.
Mr. Foster.
Yes, congratulations.
Mr. Hammer.
Yes, good luck.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Yes, thank you very much.
Mrs. Zhang.
Yes, congratulations.
Motion passes. Congratulations.
Item number 21. Joe, would you mind reading that?
Sure. Acceptance retirement, occupational therapist, Village Indian Hill School. Whereas Ms. Claire Swift has served the Homedale Township Public Schools with distinction since May 16, 2002. And whereas Ms. Swift has faithfully executed her duties with skill and competencies, and whereas Ms. Swift has earned the respect of her colleagues and community residents, and whereas Ms. Swift has submitted a letter announcing her retirement from the Homedale School District effective July 1st, 2021, now, therefore, be it resolved that the Homedale Township Board of Education accepts Ms. Swift's retirement with deep gratitude for Ms. Swift's dedication, loyalty, and outstanding services performed, and further extend to Ms. Swift its best wishes for a happy and healthy retirement.
Thank you. Can I have a motion?
Move.
Second.
Okay. Discussion?
Yes, could I say something, please?
Go ahead, Mike.
So I've known Claire and her husband, Mark, for probably 20 years. And I had the pleasure to coach their son, Matt, with my son, Tom. He had a good outside shot and he was a good dribbler. Claire and Mark are good people. They are the type of people that really help build what Homedale is today. And when you see someone like that, you know, leave the district from retirement, it does make you a little sad. It's that level, that little piece that you can't replace. And I certainly wish Claire and Mark the best in retirement. And you know, I'm sorry to see her go, but it's a well-deserved recognition.
Thank you, Mike. We also received an email from Danielle and Prevedito about Ms. Swift that she sent to all the board, describing her as one of the many therapists for our districts who are their unsung heroes of the district. So again, I know all of these teachers are in our hearts and thoughts, and we wish we could give you the proper send-off, but hopefully soon we will. So, Ms. Swift, you and your family, I hope you have a wonderful retirement. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Flynn.
Yes, congratulations.
Mr. Sokol.
Yes, good luck, Claire.
Mrs. Brimonte.
Yes, congrats.
Mr. Roll.
Yes, congratulations.
Mr. Foster.
Yes, congratulations.
Mr. Hammer.
Yes, congratulations.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Yes, thank you for your years of service.
Mrs. Zhang.
Yes, congratulations.
Motion passes. Congratulations.
Brian, would you mind reading resolution number 22?
No problem. Acceptance of retirement special education monitor, Holmdel High School. Whereas Ms. Barbara Barons has served the Holmdel Township Public Schools with distinction since March 21st, 2011, and Ms. Barons has faithfully executed her duties with skill and competency, and Ms. Barons has earned the respect of her colleagues and community residents, and Ms. Barons has submitted a letter announcing her retirement from the Holmdel Township School District effective July 1st, 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Holmdel Township Board of Education accepts Ms. Barons' retirement with deep gratitude for Ms. Barons' dedication, loyalty, and outstanding services performed, and further extend to Ms. Barons its best wishes for a happy and healthy retirement.
Thank you. Can I have a motion?
Moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, can I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Flynn.
Yes, congratulations and best wishes on your retirement.
Mr. Sokol.
Yes.
Mrs. Brimonte.
Yes, congratulations.
Mr. Wall.
Yes, congratulations.
Mr. Foster.
Yes, congratulations.
Mr. Hammer.
Yes, congratulations.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Yes, and thank you for your years of service.
Mrs. Zhang.
Yes, congratulations.
Motion passes. Congratulations.
Thank you. I think there's one more. Item number 23. Linda, do you mind reading number 23 tonight? We did. I'm done. I thought I miscounted. I know.
If I could, I apologize for missing the consent.
Sorry, agenda. Linda.
I'm sorry I missed the consent agenda. Michael, could you please put me down as a yes for the consent agenda items?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I read them all, right? Okay, good. I thought Linda was... Okay.
So acceptance of retirement special education monitor, Village School. Whereas Ms. Colleen Butte has served the Holmdel Township Public Schools with distinction since December 9, 1993. And whereas Ms. Butte has faithfully executed her duties with skill and competency, and whereas Ms. Fields has earned the respect of her colleagues and community residents, and whereas Ms. Fields has submitted a letter announcing her retirement from Holmdel Township School District effective June 1st, 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Holmdel Township Board of Education accepts Ms. Bruce's retirement with deep gratitude for Ms. Bruce's dedication, loyalty, and outstanding services performed, and further extended to Ms. Bruce's best wishes and a happy and healthy retirement. Motion.
Thank you. Have a motion?
Yes.
You moved, right?
Second.
Second. Discussion? See, then have a roll call, please.
Ms. Flynn.
Yes. Thank you so much for all your years of service and have a wonderful retirement.
Mr. Sokol.
Yes.
Mrs. Brimonte.
Yes. Enjoy your retirement.
Mr. Wall.
Yes. Enjoy your retirement.
Mr. Foster.
Yes. Congratulations.
Mr. Hammer.
Yes. Congratulations.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Yes. And thank you for your years of service.
Mrs. Zhang.
Yes. Congratulations.
Motion passes. Congratulations.
Thank you. Any old or new old business? Any new business? Okay. Seeing none. At this point in the meeting, we take questions or comments from the public. And I do know that Mr. Brendan Sharp wants to speak on behalf of HYLA tonight. So I don't know if we can go to him first. Can you raise your hand, Brendan, if you're there? He wants to talk. He has to read. He sent us a letter. Sure. Okay, Brendan, you should be good.
Can you hear me, Vicki?
Yes, I can. Hi, Brendan.
Oh, great. Hi, everybody. Hey, thank you for the opportunity. So Brendan Sharp, I think I'm supposed to give my address, so 41 Sweetbriar Lane. And I am the president of HYAA. And we put a letter together that we sent in and really just wanted to thank the board, the administration, Dr. Seitz, and in particular, Jeff Reines, really for helping us trying to get back on track through COVID. So I guess we had a meeting a few weeks ago, and one of our board members, Bruce Henderson, suggested maybe putting something together. We thought it was a great idea. Mike Flaherty, who is one of our members and one of our LACS commissioners, put a great letter together, and we all kind of helped out with it. So I'm going to read it real quick, but it's really just a letter of thanks. So, dear members of the Board of Education, Dr. Seitz, and the administration, we just wanted to take this opportunity to commend Jeff Reines and the extent of his efforts in helping HYAA with gaining fields and gym space for the children of this town. Managing facilities and the competing schedules, not to mention demands of all the school and HYAA sports teams, is a challenge in normal times. But during the COVID-19 pandemic, that challenge grew and the demands expanded. HYAA believed strongly that it was important to get the children of this town out of their homes and playing on teams together as quickly and as safely as possible, working within the guidelines of all the restrictions posted by the various government agencies. To do this successfully, HYAA has been even more dependent on Jeff's cooperation and understanding of of this balancing act. In short, we believe Jeff has gone above and beyond for us at HYAA, and we wanted to express our appreciation. There have been hiccups along the way, of course, but what we most appreciate about Jeff's work are his quick response, his accessibility, and his kid-first approach. Communication is steady, and if there are any issues, we feel that we can count on Jeff to address and fix. Week by week, the prospect of getting back to normal grows. Before we get there, we wanted to say thank you to the board, the superintendent, and the administration for your willingness to work so closely with us, but in particular for Jeff's diligent efforts and conduct during such a challenging time for all of us. Sincerely, the board and commissioners of the Homedale Youth Athletic Association.
Thank you, Brendan. And I want to thank all the parent volunteers like yourself who are, you know, trying to manage through such difficult times and making sure our kids are getting out there and staying active and having an availability to continue to play in team sports. I know in your house, like mine, we're dealing with COVID questions all day, all the time. And I think you've all gone above and beyond the call of duty. So please express my thanks for everything you're doing to keep our kids active during this pandemic. I think we've stood out again in a recreation capacity as parent volunteers, you know, both HYAA, the local soccer clubs and whatnot, by creating an environment, a platform where our kids can still continue to be the kids that they are and not locked up in their homes. So Brendan, thank you to you, to Kara, to everyone who's working to make sure that our kids are out there, not only playing, but they're playing safely, because you've all very much taken the COVID quarantine rules very serious in communicating with our school district, with the parents, with the families. I want to thank, please share my thanks to your board as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Vicki. Thanks, everybody.
Any other questions or comments?
Thank you, Brandon.
Okay. There's no other questions or comments from the public, and there's no need for executive session, so I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second.
Can I have a show of hands? Aye. And thank you, everyone. Have a great night and be well.